Okay, Mishnah. Mishin nasan reshus l'shluchay lekadosh es bitay. Someone gave permission to his shliach. Go ahead and find the shidduch for my daughter. V'holach hu v'kicha. And the father went and he himself made kedushin as well. Is im shaloi kadmai. If the father's kedushin was first, then kedusha of kedushin, then only his kedushin count. The im shal shluchay kadmai. But if the shliach went ahead and did the kedushin first, then kedusha of kedushin, then his kedushin is a shliach. If the father was first, that means he mevatel the shliach of the shliach. If the shliach, then he found another girl he met the next day, even much better than the one that he sent the shliach with. Let's say. We don't know who was first. And Shneem Noistim Getz. Chasavik, who is she Mekudish to? First or second. Then you give a get to both. Why give a get to both? Why can't she marry one of them? So the Mishnah. Vim Rotsu, Echad Noistim Getz, Echad Kainis. So they want one of them give a get and one of them marries her. Baruch Atah Olam Mishnah Zagorim. Likewise, the flip side. If a woman gave her a shush for a shliach to be mekadosher, the whole of the kitchen's asma, she went to mekadosh herself. I don't know why the Mishnah has to repeat this, what the chiddush here is. If hers is first, then she's canceling the shliach and her kedushin valid. And if the shliach is first, then his kedushin. And we don't know who's watch. Neyem noisin laget. They both have to give her a get. The ibratzu if they want echad noisin laget ve echad kindness. I don't know. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Gemara explained right here. Tzricha, we need it. The Iashmina, if we only knew Gabi today by the man, Mishum the Gavra Kimle Beyuchsin, when the man, therefore, he knows who's a better Yichus, therefore, we know when he does it first, he's canceling the Shliach. Avol Itza, the like Kimle Beyuchsin, but a woman who does not really know much about Yuchsin, he doesn't understand Yuchsin, we had before, so therefore, Ema Loina have a kedushin. We would think that even though she went ahead and she went first, she was not. The whole part is that the father made a shliach, but he canceled the shliach by his act. But by a woman, because he found a better woman, yuchazik woman. By a woman, she doesn't appreciate yuchaz. She doesn't understand that when she's going ahead in kedushin, she already made a shliach, and she's not canceling the shlichus. So therefore, maybe her kedushin is not valid. That's what we'd have thought. The Yashmin and Gabi Didov, we only knew by her that when she acts first, she's canceling the Shliach, Mashav the Itzadaika Mintzah. A woman is much more Medayik and she married before she gets ahead and married. Abel Iyu, Emela Ichbasle, it's his daughter. So he doesn't really care. As long as he gets her off her hands, he's really happy. And therefore, maybe he damn about the Shliach at all. And therefore, Tzrich need both. Let's do Rashi, go. In the beginning, yeah. Rashi, Shunigavra, Kilim Yuchsin, top line, Nukshimotsim, Yuchesses. He found another woman that is more Miyuches than the first one. Then, therefore, Kicha Loi, he'll be Kaddish, the second one, who beetles the Shlech, and at the same time, he cancels the Shlechs. Abel Itzad like Kim Labiyuchsin. A woman does not appreciate Yuchsin, Ema, Afagav, the Kicha Atma, even though she goes ahead and she's Mekaddish first, Loi beetles a Shlech. And she did not cancel the shlichus, and therefore her kedusha is not valid. And she knows that she has a shliach, so she doesn't really mean what she's doing when she's doing making this the same kedusha. The savra dilma shliach mishkam yichud mezeh. Maybe my shliach will find something better than this one, so she's only like tentative. So therefore, maybe her kedusha is not valid. On the other hand, when it comes to a woman, she's much more medayik and minzer because she's the one who's getting married. She's the one who's getting married to this guy. So therefore, she says, make sure you find somebody. And she finds somebody better because she's the one who's ending up with her. So therefore, she's canceling the shlichs. But a father, you think he cares as long as his daughter's married to a man, he doesn't care really who it is. So he's not canceling the shlichs. But feeling me kacha, the grua, even the shlichs, maybe it's not as good. How they called him kacha? Why was he mekadosh first? So Avadim le Mishkach made Mishleir want to be successful. Avli Mishkach le Bati, but he finds it good on him. Back to the Gemara. Itma we learned. Rav Machleika, he says, Machleika is a Rav Shmo. That's what next whole Gemara will be about. Itma we learned. Kicha Avia Baderech. Her father was mekadosh. The din is like this: a father can be mekadesh a daughter while she's a ktana and while she is a neida, and a girl can be mekadesh when she's a bagetis, and a father has no rights over the girl when she's a bagetis. The problem was that she just went from nairis to bagrus, and we're not sure when the father married her, when it happened, while she was still a naida, so the condition is valid, or when she's a bagetis. So the gemara, itma, we learn kitcha of the badetta, the father was mekadesh her on the road. Vikicha atzamir, and she was in the city and she was Makadosh herself. Vahadehi Bagetis, now she's a Bagetis. But yesterday, this morning, it was conceived this morning, but or yesterday, we don't know, was she a Bagetis as well, or was she still a Naida? And Rav Amar Harehi Bagetis Fadeinu, since right now she's a Bagetis, we say this, that's what she's right now, probably that's what she was yesterday. And therefore, she was yesterday Bagetis, the father's conditions are valid, only the daughter's. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, just because it's now Begedis has no reflection on before, it's Chasafik. Maybe she's Begedis this morning, maybe she wasn't. Chayshinan Likdushish name, we're worried about both. Rashi, Bekicha, Hebe, Boy, Beyem, the same day. So they both got engaged the same day. And Barehi Begedis, Bodaknua, we checked her out, Ladas, to know Im Yotzamishus of, if she already left the domain of her father, Leah's Kedusha, Kedushin, that she's a valid Kedushin, Mutsun Ua, Begedis, and now she's a Begedis. So Rav says, Hare Begedis, and if we see something now, we assume that's how it was before. The Kedusha, Kedushin, her Kedusha's Kedushin, Veloy Shalavin, not a father. And Shmuel says, we don't know. Just because it's now this way, it doesn't mean that's how it was before. So it's a Safik, Chayshin, the Kedusha's name, Shema Keshikicha of Naira, Haisa, Vikadmu, Kedusha, and Kedusha first. No, we know her birthday, but what time of the day does she become Begeris? As we'll soon see. Tais really asked a very simple question. Why do we need to b'chal mention that she got the condition? Just to say a push the case. The father got her engaged while he was traveling, and now she's a Begeris. We don't know what she was like this morning or yesterday, and the stuff is just Mekudish and I'm Mekudish. What's the geya here to throw in that she was Mekadish herself? And if she wasn't Mekadish herself, if she happens to be Begeris, her father's condition is not valid. What was the point of that? So Tais says no, because if she would not have been Mekadish herself, there's a chazaka. The chazaka is that till now she was a Pnuya. So the chazaka is that and therefore we'll say, what is she engaged? She's not engaged. She's not engaged because the chazaka is that she's not. She's a Pnuya. She's not engaged. But because she broke the chazaka herself, because she went ahead and she's Mekadish herself, therefore that chazaka is dispensed with. Now we have a shaila. What is it? Do you go after the father, go after her? Or do we say, you know, that if this is how it's now, that's how it was before or not? So her being Mekadosh is breaking the chazak of Cheskas Pnuya. Says the Gemara, let's analyze this. Machlek is Rav Shmuel. Emas. Remember, there are 6 months between when she becomes a Naida and she becomes a Begedis. So Emas, when did this whole incident happen? Ilema b'teich shisha, sometime in the 6 months between the day in the Naidas and Bagrus. And she brings us some money. Baha name of Rav. Will Rav say over here that Harehi Begedis Lefanenu? That because now she's a Naida, therefore 2 weeks ago she was a now she's a Begedis, 2 weeks ago she's a Begedis, but we know that 6 months she's a Naida. And she was a Cheskes Naida till today. So what's B'chal the Shaila? Hashtu the Bagra. If it's within 6 months, if it's within the 6 months, and we look at her and we see she has so many bagras, I mean, she matured earlier, but because the chazaka said that she was a naida, she's still a naida. She's breaking the chazaka, so when you break a chazaka, when does the breakage take place? Now. You can't say, because she broke chazaka now, just the way it was 2 hours ago. No, you can't. Because 2 hours ago she had a chazaka being a naida. Now, Lepoil, we see that she has a simonim of a bagetis. So it's from now, not a second earlier. Wouldn't be no machlekes, but I wouldn't say that because... Both. It's mainly physical. And we 99% it doesn't happen before 12 and a half. Look at Ashi. E name of Betoich Shisha Chadoshim Shebeinidis Lebagrus. It happened then. Daminin, Ain Beinidis Lebagrus, Chadosh 600 Vad. Keshevi Simoninidis, Ain Shoyeli Begetis, Chadoshim. Generally, when she brings Simoninidis, she waits 6 months to become a Begetis. Upaamim Shehi Mamhedes Livgoy. Sometimes it accelerates, the process accelerated. The Simonel Nikodim Bidodel. You can tell by a bosom, Kidnamaset and Nida Poga Boichel Vitsamal. Different Simonim how it. The bosom is. But how am I Rab Begedis? How do you begin? I would say that because now she's Begedis, it means she's Begedis this morning. Her kolois and she's a chadoshi mecheskes naida. He then thought you're sick man. She's a cheskes naida. At shenakir besimani bagrus until you can tell that she has a simanim. Bechiba daknu bepanya. If you checked her out in the afternoon, v'ishtakha begeres, he found her to be begeres. Mi yema detzafra nami begeresi. Would you conclude then that in the morning, ozu begeres? But the mahashi de bagra, the pashas, now it happened because she had a cheskenitis. Her cheskenitis would push away this other chazaka that if this is how you found her, we don't say kan nimtzer kan hoya, we say that's how it was, probably that's how it was before. Back to the Gemara. It's after the 6 months, it's the day that she becomes a begeres. And so, if it's after the 6 months, so Rav makes sense. If it's after 6 months, if now she's a begeres, probably this morning she's a begeres also. So what's Shmuel saying? Why is Shmuel saying it's a Safi Chashin Gush's name? For the Gemara, name of Shmuel Chashin Gush's name. Shmuel insists that even after 6 months, we're still worried that maybe she was a Nida. But how much Shmuel? Shmuel himself is the one who said, "Ain't been Nida to Baglish Al Shichar Mavad and Sachak only 6 months alone." Rashi. Generally, we definitely say after 6 months she's a begeres. I skipped the next few lines. Rashi is now getting it. And for the Gemara, you know what we're talking about here? The very day that she's making the transition from being a Nida to being a begeres is when the father and she herself both mekadesh. And this is the machlekes. The question is, do we know what time of the day she becomes a begeres? When it comes to bar mitzvah, we know it's Mishal L'shah, as we're learning more nidah. But when it comes to begeres, it's the simanim, and whatever the simanim matures. And we're saying, generally, the simanim mature when she becomes a begeres. But what time of the day, we don't know. So Rav Amarav said, Harei begeres l'faneinu, this is the day that we expect to become begeres. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and we see that she's begeres. Midahash to begeres, bitzafer nami begeres. We'll say that, well, this is now, this is how it is, probably how it was this morning also. Because today is the day that she's expected to make the transition. Shmuel Amar, hashtahu the ice is in money. Shmuel says, no, now she brought the money, now she'll get us. What happened this morning, we don't know. Rashi. The Kodesh B'yayma, the Mashlim Shiz, Aviyah Baboike, Vihiba Ere, they both of the Kodesh, the father did it in the morning, she did it in the afternoon. Bahayim Hazehi Bechetzer Shibogir, this is the day that we expect her to transition. So Rav said, "Mid ha'hash to begeres, mid tzafra nami begeres." We call hayoyim yiches kishetavi all day long. She has a chalaka she'll bring. Says Gemara Baita. So we have a machlekes. Rav says, "If this is how you find it now, probably how it was before." Shmuel says, "Kanimtze kan hoyu. Now you found it. Now it happened. It didn't happen before." Ready Gemara. So we have a few problems with Shmuel. Shmuel. My ishnah min mikveh. In the case of mikveh, we're gonna say if you find something now, probably that's how it was before. How does it fit with Shmuel Shita that you say kan nimte kanoya? But now we learned mikveh shenimde. They checked the mikveh. It had 40. Saw it had the precise measurement. The nimte chaser. A while, let's say a week later, they found that the mikveh suddenly was only 39 and a half. So the shail is, sorry. They measure. They have a line in the mikveh which says 40 saw, and they see now it's below the line. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they have a line. Okay, so let's say now during that time they were toivel people. They were toivel kalim that were tummy. They toivel it and they put food in there. The shaila is now: how far back do we go and say, "Hey, 1 second. Last Friday we know for a fact it was 40 saw. Next Friday it wasn't." What about all those things that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Do we say that Mafreya, retrospectively, they were all, what do you call it? Retrospectively, they were all tummy. And for every all the food that was inside his kalim, a tummy. The person that went to the mikveh, all the food that he touched, a tummy. Or do we say no? Now we found it puzzle. From now on, it's puzzle. So the Mishnah says, mikveh shenimdad v'nimtze chosev, kol taharas shenasu al gabav, all the taras they did on this mikveh, lim mafreya, retrospectively, now we know whenever there's a suffix in a shusha yachid, suffix tame we're machme, but in a shusha rabbin we're meko. But here the Mishnah says whether the food now finds itself in a shusha yachid or the kalim, whether the kalim or shusha rabbin, tameis. The fact that the Mishnah says that even a shusha rabbin is tameis means that it's not a suffix tame, it's a vadai tame. Now the chayde, so we're saying about since you find that now it's missing, probably it was missing the whole week. That's exactly what the Rab says. Kasha Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Shiny Hossam Shmuel said, and the case of Mikvah is different. You know why we go retrospective? Because there's a chazaka that's supporting this retrospectivity. And what is the chazakah? Remember that this keli, before you put it in the mikveh, had a chazakah being tamei. It was tamei first. The question is, did it become tamei in the mikveh? Did you change that chazakah? Since now we have a suffix if it changed or not, we leave it at the chazakah. What we know for a fact? The fact was that the keli was tamei. Therefore it's tamei. So says Shmuel, when you have no chazakah and you see something now, we'll say that this is how you found it. This probably happened right now. But if you have a chazakah that tells you that probably this is, if you see it now this way now, probably how it was yesterday, and we'll say that's how it was yesterday. But not because what we found now, but because of the chazakah of yesterday. There's no chazakah mikvah. What's chazakah mikvah? Oh, you're obeying the mikvah. Gemara will ask. You have two counter chazakahs. You have two counter chazakahs. One chazakah says it's tor. Yeah, but yeah, forget that. In the mikvah, you have two chazakah. You have a chazakah that says that the mikvah is tor because you checked it last Friday and it was tor. Another, you have a chazakah the keli was tamei. So we'll see in a minute. Why are you relying on the chazakah the keli was tamei till now? We have another chazakah. We inspected the mikvah, and this mikvah was tor last Friday. So the last chazakah was mikvah tor. So why don't we rely on that chazakah and say the emel lechasa and say that since till the moment you checked it, the mikvah chazakah that it was full, complete, 40 saw is there. Sigmar says that chazakah has been broken because I had a chasal lefanecha. The fact is, you see, it's below 40 saw. So that chazakah is broken. The question is when. So comes the chazakah of Tamei and says it happened from the beginning. Let's go to the guru. You tell me, she was a naira till now. But right now, there's a chazakah that the chazakah has been naira till now. But right now, there's a baguette in front of us. There's a baguette in front. If you tell me the baguette is in front of us, tells us that that's how Prabhu was before. So why does Shmuel say baguette v'necha means from now on? By the mikvah, you say the mikvah is chasid, it means Prabhu was that way before. So the answer, hash to the bogro. Just because you see a baguette is now, maybe started now. So the same thing over there. So if you see a mikvah chasid, so why you tell me it reflects on the past that the mikvah was chasid? No, maybe it happened right now. The chazakah that there was a mikvah molei. It tells it happened right now. The chazaka that she's a naira is telling me she's beginning right now. According to you, what's a chilik? Having mother chasam tarti l'riusa. The mikvah you have two days. You have a harei chasal lefanecha right now, right, which weakens the chazaka that it was full. But you also have the chazaka the keli was tamei. By the girl, you have one chazaka. She's a begedis right now. So it weakens the chazak of Nairas, but that's it, there's no other chazakas. So therefore, since there's no other chazakas, we know she was a Naira till now. So even though right now she's a Begedis, we're going to assume that the Begedis started from right now. It didn't happen 10 minutes ago. It started right now. And Hacha Chadul Lada Yusuf, here's only one. So, yeah. And Rashi explains that day is not pshat. There's no chazak at all. The day that, because we don't know, she was a night until today, we know that sometime today she'll become a begedis. So snapshot, if we would have known that 6 o'clock at night she becomes a begedis, then the chazak is a begedis. Because we don't know, all we know is that sometime today begedis, she has no longer any chazakah. Not the chazakah of nightis has any bearing, because it's over, it ended last night. And the chazakah begedis doesn't start yet till 6 o'clock tonight. Because we don't know what time it'll start. So therefore she only has one, there's only one today, it's and therefore, one day is not enough to say, let's go back, let's go retrospective. We'll start from whenever we found it. By the mikveh, we have two days. The kelim were tamei till you put it in the mikveh, and the mikveh itself. Hari chasal lefanecha. Tell you what, right? Okay, Shmuel, that's another question. Maishno, how is this different? Mechavis from a barrel. A guy had to give truma, and he was very smart. He had a barrel of 10 lugin of wine, and he used to produce wine. And two lugin, he did 50 years, so two lugin for every 100 barrels. Every 100 gallons, let's say, or lugin of wine he would set aside to, but he had a barrel of 10. So he would just say, inside this barrel, two of these lugin are truma. And he did it 5 times, and when he completes it, he takes the whole barrel and gives it to a kohen. But what happened was, sometime in the middle, he looked at the wine, turned out it was vinegar. The wine went off. And the problem is vinegar, that even though you can use wine vinegar, it's a different min. It's considered a different species, which means it cannot be truma on what you did. But when did this happen? Did it happen from the beginning? Did it happen now? If all the terumas you gave before was good and you continue eating? Or do we say, no, that never give terumah, everything is tevel? What's going on here? My shlahah was if mechobis from the case of a fas, of a barrel, the tanya we learn. You were checking a barrel, la hafrish or le, a terumah. You were boidik this barrel that you were giving, using to set aside your terumah, and then. If I did it, but and after a while, nimtzas chaymer, you found that it's vinegar. Kol gimul yamim, the 3 days vaday. For 3 days, it's a vaday. We had a big machlekes in the Gemara, and we'll have machlekes Gemara Babasa. Which 3 days? Which vaday? Either you learn the first 3 days after the last checking is vaday still wine, and therefore all the terumah still there is good. Is that pshat? Or does it mean the last 3 days before you checked it now, vaday is chaymitz, and therefore definitely anything you did those 3 days is no good. But regardless, 3 days of vaday, and mikan ve'ela safik, all the other days, we're not sure. It's a safik. And we don't say that since you found it right now, harei chaymitz lefanecha, we don't say it's retrospective to the last time you checked. How is that different in the case of mikveh? In the case of mikveh, we said, Hari chosel fanecha, we go back to say the last time you checked the mikveh, that's how far back we go. Everything in between is a suffix or is tamei. And here we don't say that. Here it's only a suffix, not a vaday. What it means in chavetz mikveh, and we ask a question, chastele between the mishnah here, chavetz and mishnah mikveh, maishna the hacha vaday. Why in the case over here, by the mikveh, we say vaday, it was chosel, and we say that even a shusharabim, any food that came in contact with it, kalim is tamei, or maishna the hacha suffix. Why over here in the case of chavetz, he says only a suffix? We ask that question. And Rav Chanina Masuri came along and said that it's two different tanoim. Man tana chavetz, the author of this mishnah, a barrel is not the same author of the mishnah of mikveh. This is Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon personally got a mikveh nami seik and masha. Rab Shimon personally would hold that even by mikveh also, it's only a suffix. The Tanya, would he say that? Because we learned, kol taharas shenas al gaba, he says, all the taharas that were done with the kalim of the mikveh, limafreya, retrospectively, bein b'shuzi yachi, bein shirachit mitzvei. Sorry, the Tanya Kama says, all tamei, because of badai, harichosel fanecho, we go back to the beginning. And Rab Shimon, I'm a b'shuzi rabim taitis, it's only a suffix to me, so shirachim is toir, because suffix to me, shirachim is toir, and shirachit toilim. How would Rabbanon tell me, Rabbanon, it's a badai, everything you tell them, mafreya. So Rabbanan said, what would Rabbanan hold by Chavis? That's not a suffix. We go back and say, oh, maybe everything's a suffix Truma. No, everything's definitely Tevel. You got to give Truma all over again. So what do we see from here? That the Rabbanan hold that it's a Vadai, even in the case of Chavis, a Vadai. How come over here you go Vadai? You just said, by Begedis. Hari Begedis, she only became Begedis right now. And over there we see clearly that by the case of the mikveh, the Chavis, when you found that later as vinegar, we go back to the last time you checked it, and we say that what? That always definitely it was vinegar. Why? Yushmul Hodach. And there's no two chazakas here. There's only one chazak here. The chazak is the last time you checked it was wine, and now you checked and it was vinegar. That's all we have. And yet we say, well, if we go retrospective back to the last time you checked, how come by Begedis you say now you found the Begedis, now it happened, and before maybe the father's kedusha is still valid, maybe it's tonight. What's going on here? Everyone here also the two chazakas. Shiny hasam there is different. The ikal and meima we can say hey amet tevel achal kasei. You look at the barrel, there's one chazaka that go back to the last time you checked. But there's another chazaka. This tevua, before you set it aside, what was the status of this tevua? Tevel. You didn't give terumah. So you have two chazakas over here that tell you that it's no good, that it's tevel. Look at the wine and say that the wine was pure wine before it's still wine. No, that chazaka was broken. Because you see, it's vinegar. Now she became a begedah. Nu hashu d'achmin. Maybe now it became sour. Awesome. Tag to the yusar chazal yusar. By the girl's only one day is. By the girl's only one day is. The fact is now she's a begedah. That's it. There's no other chazakas. There's no chazakas. She was a night. There's no chazakas. She's a begedah. Mashenkin in the case of the wine, just in the case of the mikveh, there are two chazakas. The keli was tummy by the mikveh. This tvua was tevel. You trying to change its status by giving truma, or you try to change its status by putting the mikveh. But that goof is a shiloh. Was the truma valid or not? And therefore, we're machmir, no kashna shmul. So the Gemara, let us say, this is machlek rabbi shmul, name it ketanoim. Let us say, God, it's a machlek is tanoim. Which machlek is tanoim? We had a machlek is, we learned a few times that if somebody writes a shchimra, gives away all of his estate, even though he doesn't make a tanai koflin. And then he gets up, and this happens, and he gets up. Everything that he gave away is canceled because he gave away thinking that this is it, that this is all over. But now that he got up, that he only thought that he's dying, and therefore he gave it away, distributed his thing. But whatever. But now that he woke up, obviously, it goes back to him. What happens if he's a body and gave everything away? He was a healthy person. Then whatever he gave away. If he was a body, he knew he was a sound mind. And yet he gave away his entire, all of his assets. They're valid assets. So what happened now was a dispute. Dispute is, he says, when I gave it all away, distributed, I was a shivchimera. And his children say, no, you weren't. You were a body, and you gave it to us. Too bad. Who do we believe? Says the Gemara, me mighty me at me. Do we believe the father who claims the shechivra? Now that I'm healthy, I want it back. Now, how do we see him when they come to Dintad? He's a healthy man, but the father's claiming he was a shechivra, and now he became healthy, and therefore my matana is not a valid matana. I want all my assets. The children say, no. Now you see, he's a body. He was always a body. And he was a matna's body, and they put
to change the status quo. He wants to.
No, he wants the money back. No, his status quo, the money was always his. His money was always his.
He's the one who's tiny.
Yeah, no, but that's not changing. That's a shaila. It was a change or not.
He's turning up as a healthy man, saying, I was almost dead.
So the shaila is, can him to can hoya, do we say it's retroactive? Yeah, but that's not called shaila. That's not called it. Exactly. It's different. It's exactly like Begedis. Do we say, now he's Begedis, that's how it was before the morning? Or do we say, according to Rav, say you go back, and according to Shmuel, now you're Begedis. Now you're a body. And according to Rav, if he's now a body, probably he's a body yesterday also. The father has to prove that he was a shechivra. The Gemara answers machlekes tanaim. What is machlekes? Me who mites me at me. Who mites me yodam belay raya? He does not have to prove it. He's a body right now. Does not mean that he's a body yesterday. And therefore, the money was his. They want to take the mites chavir over raya. Who's the mites here? Hamites chavir over raya. They're the mites. He's not the mites. He's a machzik. They're the mites chavir over raya. Right now he's a body. So what? What does that have to do with yesterday? Yet now does not reflect on yesterday. The hain ain't mitzi in miyodi b'leraya. They wanted their mitzi. They got to bring a raya. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. So this will sound like, this is like Shmuel, right? Shmuel. Just because now he's a body doesn't mean he's a body yesterday. He doesn't prove anything. However, Rabbi Nosson says, im body who all of love iraya shoshchimera. If right now he's a body, then what are we going to say? If now he's a body, probably yesterday was a body. This is exactly what Rav says. Now she's a begetus, probably it's more than a begetus. And if he walks into Bez and he still looks like a shchimra, then I'll let him love it. I should body you. They have to be right. Yesterday was, whatever he's now, probably that's how he was yesterday. Name of Rav, Domek Rav Nasser. Rav was like a Russian, whatever he's now, that's probably what was yesterday. Ushmul Domek Rav Yakush was a no. What's because he's now? That's now. Each one is going to try to say that, avoid having a machlekes tonight. So Rav says, I know that I, you say that you should be getting now, probably this morning, that I'm going to have to look at Rabbi Yaakov. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yaakov. So you know what Rabbi Yaakov says over here in the case of the money that we say, that if he's a body right now, doesn't matter. Maybe he was a shechivra yesterday. The ikal meimar he'omen mama cheskosa. He has backing up his story, cheskas mama. Over here, she has no chazaka in the case of the girl. When is the chazaka? Because I she was a naira till now. No, she has no chazaka because Rashi just said that. But that day, there's no cheskas naira, there's no cheskas begedis. We know that her night is finished, but we don't know when begedis starts. Sometime during this day, her begedis could be 9 in the morning, could be 4 in the afternoon. So there's no chazaka either way. So maybe Rab Nosson would be made if there's no chazaka either way. There's no cheskas mama, nothing backing her up. Maybe we will say if right there's a vacuum. And right now, there should be begedis. Maybe when there's a vacuum, avoid. And that there's begedis, we'll say probably this morning also should be begedis. Maybe. No raya. Why over there in the case of Matos Shchimera, I don't say that is because there's a cheskas mammon that says the asses are always his. And there's a cheskas mammon that says the asses are always his. That's how it is. Abba Shmuel Amma Shmuel says, I know the Amri, I feel Rab Nosson. Shmuel says, I go according to Rab Nosson. What do you mean I go according to Rab Nosson? Ad kan lo kama Rab Nosson hasam. I go for Rab Nosson. Ad kan like Amar Rab Nosson Hassam. You know why Rab Nosson says over there that what? That since that way he's now probably that's how he was before. Shmuel says, you know why? The Kuli Alma Becheskas Breim Kaimer. Generally, people are healthy. Mandikam Mapping Nafshe Mechazaka. Rab Nosson says if he's a body right now, then probably he was, and then that's what he is. Then. whatever he's now is probably what he was yesterday. And if the father claims I was a shechivah, now the father has to prove. So the chayda kashas Shmuel. Shmuel said that if she's a begetter now, it started right now. And here Rab Nosson says that no, if he's a body right now, probably is a body yesterday. She said like this: everybody generally are healthy. Like we had the whole Mishnah in Gittin that if a person is cheskes chai, when he leaves, you can give the get because he's super cheskes chai, even if he's an old man. Coolly, I'm the cheskes brain kind. Man, they come mapping nafshim mechazoke. The one who tries to take change the status quo, have a leila. So he has to bring a proof. So therefore, if people are generally healthy, and right now he's also healthy. So what's this guy trying to say? That I was a chimera. So that's why over there you say that he's healthy now, probably was healthy yesterday. Not because now he's healthy, probably was healthy yesterday. But because probably yesterday is because everyone's healthy. The chazaki is that tells us everybody's healthy. You're now trying to change yesterday. So therefore we say, go change yesterday. Abel Hoch over here, Mikom Mavka Nafshim, the chazaka de Kamoy. Are you trying to change the chazaka at all from before? You're not trying to change at all. Yeah. That's a question. Probabilities. These are all laws of probability. What do you assume?
Doctor who gives witness that this guy was almost dead.
Yeah. They're going to name a letter, say, Kahani tonight. This is the Machlekes Braises. Maybe the Rabbi Shmuel is arguing what these Braises are arguing. It says in the one Braise, Kicha via Bedera, the father is Makadosh on the road, the Kicha Atzabia, and she's Makadosh on the city. Again, we need to talk about herself to break the Chazoka of the Cheskos Penuya. But he begetted, right now she begetted. Tonichon, the one Braise, it says, Harei begetted for Nenu. She begetted right now, then she's the only one she's Makudish, which is exactly what Rabbi says. Begetted right now, probably in the morning she's begetted, her father's Kadush is not valid. The Tani, either other Braise we learned, Chayshin, look at Dush's name. Which sounds like that we're not sure. There's no chazaka, and we're not sure exactly when she became a begetter. So maybe the father's kedushin was valid because maybe she was a 9 in the morning, and maybe she wasn't. Maybe her kedushin was valid, and the father wasn't. So it's a suffix. It's exactly like Shmuel.
He was
mechanic
himself. The same man.
No, not the same man. There's no shaila. No problem. They're going to my love, chad kerav, chad kishmul. That's the machlek of these two braises. One's like rav, one's like shmul. Then we're loved after. We can reconcile the two braises and say they're not arguing. They're talking about two different circumstances. Look, perhaps edv edv kishmul. And it takes explains you can't say they both like rav. It both look like shmul. Hey, both like Shmuel. So the one that says it's a suffix, I understand. But the one that says that she's Mekudish, why is she Mekudish? The only reason is because we say probably she's Begetis now, she's probably Begetis in the morning, and the father's condition is not valid. How does this fit in Shmuel? You know what? Can't be Mechashdoi, can't be Shem Mechashdoi. Here she's contradicting her father. When she contradicts her father, she stakes a claim that I was a Begetis this morning. Who would know better than her than she's Begetis this morning or not? And she says, I was begetting this morning or last night. Then that's when the braise says we believe her, because we don't know. And just like, you know, we believe her on a personal part, so we believe her. And therefore, her father is not valid. And the braise that says the suffix when she didn't make any claim. So it's exactly like Shmuel. It's exactly like Shmuel. On our own, we don't know. Was she a nighter this morning? Was she a begetting this morning? We don't know. So therefore, it's a suffix. We don't say because now she's a begetting this morning. But when she stakes a claim and says that this morning I was a begetting, we're going to believe her. So just like you were very happy to reconcile the two braises, why can't we say that I was not arguing either? That I was talking about a case when she's machish, and that's why we say she's a begetis, and Shmuel's talking about a case, not machish, not even arguing. We treat that a few times that they're not arguing. But you know, Tizbros clept. I'll tell you a little story that happened. Harab Yosef, there was a ta'amayda called Rab Yosef. Breya, the Rab Menashe, Medavil, the son of Menashe from Davil, Ovad, Uv, the Kavosei, the Rav. He was screamed at a few times writing the Gemara here. He bought Paskin like Rav that said that she's a begetis. Exactly the story happened, and he said, oh, the girl is a begetis this afternoon. She was probably a begetis this morning, and the father's Gedushin are discarded. The Ikbet Shmuel, Shmuel was upset. What are you passing like Rav for? But Omar, Shmuel made the following interesting comment. Kuli alma kailile bekabazuta. The Eibushter dished everybody out a little bit of wisdom, and it seems behind the rabbanon, this Rabbi Yosef kailile bekabaraba. He got a big. He can take on his plates and make such psukim. That was against me. The Isakadata lepligi. But Shmuel was offended that he didn't follow him. The Isakadata lepligi. If you tell me Rabbi Shmuel had arguing, then I might come back. What was he so upset about? Dilma ki oved uv the mechashdei. If he passed on Rav, and Rav only talking about a case where she contradicted her father that I was begetting this morning, so Shmuel agrees that that's the halacha. Is a raya that Shmuel and Rav mamish argue, and this is, he said, chutzpah, you passed on Rav, he said, me. Amale Marzut Ravashi Hochi Amara Meimalameima said Hilchasakavasi the Shmuel. He said the halach is like Shmuel that we say that Shemaged is that starts from now. But Ravashi Amar Hilchasakavasi the Rav. Ravashi no Alcha Rav that we say if now should the Beged is probably should the Beged before because there's a vacuum. Hilchasakavasi the Rav. The halach like Rav. Mishnah. Mi Shiyotza Hu Vi Ishtar Mizayam. A couple that everyone knew, and we know that he checked her out. He was a kohen. We know that he checked out his wife, the four imois. Everything was good. Went overseas. Uva, and he returned. Hu v'ishto yevonov. He returned with his wife, but he also now has a family. But Omar, he says, Isha Shiyotz's imi, she's a bit older now, maybe you don't recognize her, but the woman that went out with me, Mizayam, Harei Hizu, it's the same wife here. The Elu Banel, these are her children. Ain't tzarich lahavi rai. You don't bring any aides whatsoever. Loy ala isha. Not that this is not why the shemuchis, because we already did our own checking years ago. And v'loy ala banim. Not on the children. Why not on the children? Because the Gemara will say it's talking about very young children, and they see that they're holding onto her apron, so they know that this obviously is her child. What about Mesa? She died, and he came back only with children. The elu baner. Mevi a rai ala banim. Again, he has to bring a rai on the children. Ve'ena mevi rai ala isha. Because everyone remembers his wife. Everyone remembers that she was checked out and she's all right. And we trust him that this kid, that these kids came from that woman. But he has to bring aides that these are kosher kids. That these are this woman's kids. Once he can bring aides, these kids that belong to that woman, then we know they're miyuchasim. What about a woman that we know nothing about? Isha nasati. And they say, yeah, I married this woman overseas. Harei hizu. And this is it. So we know nothing about her. We need to do our investigations right now. And then you say the Elu Banei, these are children. So then all he has to do, maybe Rai Elisha, we have to do investigations on the woman. Or they told her, but none of the children. Why? Because the children are clinging onto her apron strings, and therefore we know they're her children. So if she's kosher, the children are kosher. What about Mesa, the woman that I married overseas, died. The Elu Baneha, these are her children. Then you have to check both out. Tzarech, Lahavi, Rai Elisha. First of all, this woman, Mucheses, the four Imois. And then Rala Banim. Once we've established that the woman is a Mucheses, then check to make sure that Banim are hers. And then bring an eye on that, then we'll say it's all right. This whole talking about being able to marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, let's do Rashi quickly. She already checked her out. Young ones, they're holding onto apes to strings. Because they belong to the mother. You don't need any aiding for that. Maybe she got it done with her children. And once, since we know that she's kosher, if we could bring it, her children, else is good. But when she married here, maybe if he married a woman overseas, you got to bring proof that she's no proof for the kids. They're holding on to her. But if she died, we need a rai for both. When do we say that the children are automatically believed if they're hugging onto her or holding onto her apron strings and we know they belong to her? Tell them what we learned. Isha nasati min esayam. I married this woman overseas. Maybe raya ala isha brings a raya that this woman's miyuchesis. The ain't tzarich ravi raya ala bani. We don't have to bring a raya on the children because we know that they're her children because they're young. Maybe raya them. If you have adult children, you got to bring a raya that they're her children because you won't see this natural, connection between the two. They ain't tzadik lahavi raya like tanim, but you don't have to bring a raya on the young ones. But medva amurim be isha achas. When do we say you don't have to bring a raya on the young ones if he's only married to one woman, and if they're gravitating to her is a raya, they're her children. Avo b'shtei noshim. If you marry two women, it's not enough to bring a raya on one of the women. Maybe raya al isha al abanim. You got to bring a raya on the bonim as well. Only one woman came back. If he was married to another wife as well, even if you bring a raya that this woman that came back with you was a miyuchesis and the children are clinging on to her, it doesn't prove anything. Because she was always in the house, the familiarity there. So even though these children might belong to the other wife, they still hang on to her because right now that's the only woman that they know. Alisha, the bonim, alakdenak tani, bring a raya on all of them. So, Grashi. When do we talk about tanim, young ones, like doylim? Deem heavy raya like doylim. She ain't kruchen acherim. Bring a raya like doylim, but not attached to mother. Ain't maybe raya. You don't have to bring a raya like tanim. But isha achash she omar isha achash. And say I only marry one woman. I will omash they noshim. There were two women. The mesa achah, one of them died. The elu baneh shazu. But these kids belong to the second wife. Or maybe raya leh she miyecheses. He means raya she miyecheses. While abonim she baneh. He has to bring a raya, the children are hers. Even for the youngsters. Why? Because maybe these children from the other wife, but she's the one who raised them, so it doesn't prove anything that they're close to her.
If he comes, he says, I've got one wife, I had another wife, she died. Mm-hmm. So we say the wife that he died, he has to bring her aid. Why don't we say there's a migul that he could have come along and said, this is one wife, these are all my kids, and he wouldn't have had these problems.
Good question. Let's go two more lines in Gemara to finish the sugya. Says the Gemara, Ramanish Lakish, Loishanu, when do we say that the fact that the kids are hanging onto her coattails, that it's a good raya, Ela Bekotche Agvul, only regarding in Kotche Agvul? No, but if he's a Kayin, they can eat, you know, the Truman or Zevite. Ava Beyuchsin Loi, but to say that you can, that a girl there can marry a Kayin, that's not good enough. That's a strong enough raya, even that the girl there can marry, if she's mechesek, can marry a kohen. Rashi, lo yishanu, the samchina kruchin ele kotcha gvul, im kohenu, oichlim be kotcha gvul, eik kotcha gvul, mishah hevi raya, li shazuf, he brings a raya, and the woman and these kids are hanging along, she kshay lakunas, so im chama bani, ma kruchin ele, enough, the fact that they're holding on, lo yime, bane, hein, ein chalolin, achalolin. Abel yuchsin, im yesh behen bonus, that girls, ein on nisas lakoinim, you cannot marry kohenim, ad she yavi or raya, shahein, bane, sel shazu. Kruchin achrez, not strong enough raya to be able to marry yuchsin. And Rabbi Yechon says, "I feel the yuchsin. Some chilek lakash and kruch nachra. We had a machleik before of mylin, matrumel, yuchsin, all that. So this is the chilek that says one says the same machleikus. Okay, continue tomorrow.